Well, that was a long gospel. But you know, we have to get our legs in good shape for a couple of weeks from now. Passion reading on Palm Sunday. We stand a long time there too, so we're working out. Now, back in the 1990s or so, there was a little bit of a fad where people bought posters. Maybe you bought one with something called a magic eye image. Do you remember these? If it was a poster that had just kind of blurry colors on it. But if you looked at it slightly differently, if your eyes were a little out of focus, or you looked a little bit past it, then this 3D image came out. Do you remember these? I had one in my house with the Statue of Liberty. I mean, people stand there, I don't see it, and then all of a sudden, this 3D image would come out of the thing. Now, for those of you who are too young to remember this, you can open up Google Images, type in the words magic eye, and you can see all sorts of these images. Wait till after Mass, though. Don't do it now. So the idea was that you couldn't see this 3D image unless you went beyond your usual sight and you saw past this poster, and the image would become clear to you. Jesus today talks about a man born blind. Here's this man born blind. He has no physical sight. But when he is healed by Jesus, now he can see. He can see things that he could not see, including at the end, he got to see who the Messiah was. One of the few times that Jesus admits to a person, I am he. I am the Messiah. So he gets to see that. He develops a physical sight, but also a spiritual insight, a spiritual vision that all of us need if we are to be good practicing Christian, a spiritual sight, because the Pharisees demonstrate spiritual blindness. Here's a man who from birth was blind, and now he can see. And what do the Pharisees say? Praise the Lord, congratulations, no. Who did it? When did he do it? Was it the Sabbath? What he had the thing? All these questions they're asking this guy, they're missing the miracle. They're missing the fantastic thing that God has done, because they're concerned about worldly things. They're concerned about, make sure you don't make clay on the Sabbath. Make sure that, oh, were you born with sin? Who had the sin? Was he a sinner? All of this talk. And the poor guy, I mean, the poor blind guy, he's no theologian. What does he know? I was blind and now I see. So they're trying to figure out the theology. They bring him back in a second time. How come you see? So I don't know. I couldn't see and now I can see. Why? Do you want to be his disciples too? The Pharisees, right? I love that. So they have a spiritual blindness that is blocking them from seeing the trueness of God in front of them, the truth of God. In the first reading, we hear about Samuel the prophet. God says, go to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the next king of Israel. And Jesse's got seven sons. So he gets there, and the first son he sees, the oldest son, Eliab. Now, this guy is a Hollywood casting director king. Perfect, tall, handsome. Oh, this is the guy, right? Must be him. God says, no, that's not the guy, because you're only seeing as the world sees, and God sees the heart. God sees the depth of the person, and that's why David was anointed king instead of the guy who looked like the obvious choice. And so we have to look beyond. We have to look slightly past what the world shows us in order to see spiritual insights that Jesus wants us to have. You know, he looked at Eliab and he saw a king. Sometimes I think if we saw some of the famous saints of history, we would say, what kind of saint is this? Like all of us, we love St. Francis of Assisi, right? We have our little statue in the garden. There he is, bald head. He's got the little birds, right, and the bird bath, whatever. And if we saw him in person, I think we would see a man, disheveled, hasn't showered in, forget it, years probably. He has the worst tunic in town. You know how we know this? Because every time he saw somebody with a slightly nicer tunic, he traded with them. So he had the worst one he could find. And here's this guy, and he begs for food, and he's crawling around in the dirt. I mean, you probably think he's a nut if you looked at him with the eyes of the world. But if you look at him with the eyes of faith, you see a man who is intimately in touch with the gospel message, a true saint. This can be our problem now, spiritual blindness, because Christ is present in everyone that we see. Christ's image and likeness, they are made, and in him, each of them has Christ in some way. So we can look at somebody, let's say, have you ever heard this sort of thing? God forbid we said it ourselves sometimes, but let's say someone's dangerously ill and in the hospital. You know, Mary's in the hospital again. Oh, no wonder. She smokes 2 packs a day. She drinks all the time. Her diabetes is out of control. She has a gallon of ice cream a day. No wonder. No. We should say, you know what? Mary's sick again. Christ is ill. The body of Christ is hurting. I need to minister to Mary to help her through this, to help her to overcome the struggles that she's having. That's spiritual sight. That's looking beyond what the world shows us. Or we might know someone to be an alcoholic. So I'll just snap out of it. Get all the booze out of the house. How hard can this be? That's the world's thinking. That's the world's vision. That's only seeing a flat poster of color and not seeing what's beyond. The struggles, the difficulties, the illness that is alcoholism. If we miss that, then we're not going to be seeing Christ in that person the way he wants us to. Because when the body of Christ hurts in one, the entire body hurts. When we see someone who's homeless, we say, well, come on, work 3 jobs, snap out of it, go find yourself a house. What are you doing? So much more complicated than that. Homelessness is such a difficult issue precisely because it is complicated. And we need to have the compassionate heart of Christ to see Christ in them, minister to them, help them, be part of their lives, even if we don't agree with their lifestyle. This is what Jesus calls us to do. We don't want to have the blindness of the Pharisees that only sees the world. We want to look beyond the world and see Christ present in all those who suffer. And in Christ's presence in the annoying neighbor, and Christ's presence annoying in the annoying aunt or uncle or whoever it is. A compassionate heart of Christ is what we are called to have, what we are expected to have as Christians, what we're supposed to develop during the season of Lent. Let none of us harden our hearts like the Pharisees. Let none of us have the spiritual blindness that they had, but instead be open with a heart of compassion as Christ was for those who suffer, so that his kingdom might be accomplished.